On May 20th, Melissa Yarbrough was headed home from Southeast Oklahoma City with her two children when she decided to turn around and go back to her mom's house, away from the path of the tornado. When she finally was able to return, she found her home had been damaged, but it was still intact.
Well, our foundation had been lifted and moved just, you know, a little bit, and the walls had cracks going all down them and stuff like that. And just a lot of our pictures were damaged.
Yarbrough is one of 2,500 tornado survivors that the Red Cross and four other nonprofit organizations have identified as having long-term material, social, or emotional needs. The group is known as the Oklahoma Disaster Recovery Project, and it has three locations in central Oklahoma. Basically, it serves as a one-stop shop for those seeking recovery aid. Ken Garcia is the communications director for the American Red Cross of central and western Oklahoma. He says the organization formed because of the severity of the situation.
This was a pretty rough storm system that moved through there at the end of May, and there's a lot of people that need help, and recovery is not something that is easy to do. You know, we always talk about it being a marathon and not a sprint.
So the Red Cross teamed up with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Catholic Charities, the Salvation Army, and the Oklahoma United Methodist Church to help people navigate this marathon. As part of the project, they're assigned case managers who establish long-term relationships and help them form goals to get back on their feet.
And so what we do is we set them on that path. We say, okay, here's what you should be doing right now, here's what you can be doing in the future, and here's what you'll be doing several months down the road to, you know, help down that path of recovery.
This co-op of sorts is really the first of its kind. Garcia says the Red Cross has offered recovery assistance elsewhere following natural disasters, but not with other nonprofits. So there's hope that the Oklahoma Disaster Recovery Project could serve as a model for future disasters, where multiple organizations can work together in a single location. And even though it's a new experiment, he looks to the Red Cross's involvement in other states for guidance.
There's no perfect answer, but you can learn from what has happened in the past and take what worked, successes, and hardships, and move it and try to get it into a better direction.
He says the goal is to minimize gaps in the system. He hopes that with the organizations working together, people in need will be able to collect resources more efficiently. And this process seems to be working. Of the roughly 500 cases that were opened in the past month, nearly 140 of them have already been closed, meaning the project was able to identify and provide for any needs its clients may have had. Melissa Yarbrough says the group's knowledge of available resources makes it easier to provide for her family.
Well, anytime that we need help with utilities, or if we ever need help with food, they'll refer us to a church. My kids, they needed school clothing for uniforms for their schools. They helped us with that.
While much of the focus is on helping with day-to-day needs, the organizations involved are also working with communities to make them more resilient when the next storm hits. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.